Earlier, we spoke with Gabriel Noronha, a former State Department advisor on Iran, about Hamas's decision to name Yahya Sinwar as its new political leader. Noronha is also the executive director of Polaris National Security and a fellow at the Jewish Institute for National Security of America. Now, Yahya Sinwar was the architect of the October 7th terror attack on Israel. What does Hamas selecting him as the new leader, political leader, mean for the ongoing ceasefire negotiations?
Well, this is a consolidation of power within Hamas into Sinwar. He was always the key decision maker for the ceasefires, for the prisoner exchange deals. And so instead of having Haniyeh negotiate them and try to relay messages from Sinwar, now it's all concentrated in one person. That is good in one sense in that it actually simplifies the decision making and negotiating process. It also means that if and when, I think, Sinwar gets killed by Israel, it's going to make it a lot more difficult for Hamas to move on. They are, again, putting all the power in one place. This isn't going to change too much, I think, in terms of whether their policy changes, how they approach things is different. It's just going to make things a lot harder. You have one person trying to do two jobs, if not more, now.